Item 3, from the Director, Community Business Development Partners, submitting monthly informational reports providing an update on departmental waivers. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee, and on April 9th, the Committee on Transportation, Public Works, and Transit considered this item and took no action.
Good morning. Please introduce yourself.
Madam Chair, Supervisor, I'm Rick Norris, Director of CBDP.
I think this is your first appearance at our committee.
I believe so.
Mm-hmm. Welcome.
Thank you.
All right, please go ahead and give your report.
Okay, as I speak to the February report, I'm going to speak on three major areas. The first one is going to be related to the face value of what the report is saying right now. The second point is going to be what the report is trying to say and what's going into it and may not tell the full story. And then the third point I want to talk to about a suggested format for going forward in reporting. As the report indicated, we're around 42% of waivers. And when you look at the top two items, what's going in there, you see the $2.1 million related to the Zoological Society. And basically what that is funds that are giving back to the county for their membership. So there's no real opportunity for participation there. And the other one, which is $1.8 million, is associated with the Legal Aid Society. What I discovered in my analysis as I drilled down to the various waivers is I discovered there is a culture or past practice that non-for-profits are typically waived. And if that is the case, that is the case. But what I'm trying to look for is opportunities for DBE firms. And so if you take those first two top items out, the actual waiver goes down to approximately 3.7%, which is a different story than 43%. So on the surface, it looks like, you know, almost 50% of our contracts are being waived, but in essence, it's far less than that. And so with that said, is that going forward, I'd just like to present later on in the next committee report a suggested format. And that format basically is going to be we will segregate out those contracts that are do not have DBE participation for nonprofits. We have one of the reports here that involved the Milwaukee Police Department. Then just show a column of those areas where waivers should be calculated. And what we're trying to do in our department is track those waivers. We look at these waivers as potential opportunities to build capacity. And so we're working on a new report that makes sense to the reader. And then we also want to have some trendings so we can see how things are going and performing.
All right. We'll go around again. Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think adjustments to the reporting on DBE waivers has been adjusted every time we had a director. And I would say it definitely is up to your discretion to make sure that we as a committee can understand what's going on here. And I welcome your changes. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Supervisor Taylor or Supervisor Rainey? The one comment I would make, even though this is called a DBE report, it is a report to us about the total amount of contracting going on in the county. I would hate to lose that information. So while I may not object to your changing the report, I don't want to lose information either. Mm-hmm. So while you're doing that, would you please make sure we get all the information? I think it is helpful for us to monitor the kind of contracting going on, even though under Act 14 we may not have the authority to, you know, to oversee it. I think it's still something this board needs to follow.
Madam Chair, my apologies. I didn't make that clear. Yes, all that information will remain. It's just going to be formatted differently where it calculates the true waiver as it relates to DBE firms. But all that other information will still remain.
Excellent. If there's nothing further or no desire of the committee to do anything with the report, we can move on. All right, Madam Chair, please call item